You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, in Revelation 1:9, John says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day." Which day of the week was it? Now, the actual Greek term for Lord's Day in Revelation 1:9 is Kyriake Hemera. When it comes to the interpretation of that term, most scholars we find are divided into three camps. First, there are those who believe that the term refers to Sunday, that is, the first day of the week. Now, this is based on the fact that in later centuries, early Christians referred to Sunday as the Lord's Day and used the same Greek term that John uses in Revelation 1:9, that is, Kyriake. In fact, in modern Greek, the first day of the week is still referred to as Kyriake. Then there's a second group of interpreters who understand Lord's Day to be a reference to the seventh-day Sabbath. Now, these support their theory by looking to such texts as Mark 2:28, where Jesus refers to himself as the Lord or the Master of the Sabbath, and also Exodus 20:10, which in reference to the seventh day says that is indeed the Sabbath of the Lord God. Then there's a third camp, and this comprises those who believe that the Lord's Day refers to the second coming of Jesus. These find support in such New Testament texts as 1 Thessalonians 5:2 and 2 Peter 3:10, where the second coming is referred to as the day of the Lord. Now, I'm going to provide a brief analysis of each option, and I'm going to start first with the camp that believes that Kyriake Hemera refers to Sunday. Now, while it is true that the adjective Kyriake was used for Sunday by Christians in later centuries, this is the only time when the term is used in the New Testament with reference to a specific day. Now, if John did mean the first day of the week, then surely he would have said it as he does in John chapter 20, verse 1, for instance. And if Kyriake Hemera were indeed the new way to refer to the first day, surely other Bibles would have used it. Now, we can only conclude that those who embrace this theory are guilty of imposing a later understanding of Kyriake Hemera on Revelation 1, verse 9. Now, those who argue for the seventh-day Sabbath as the meaning of Lord's Day are also guilty of imposing external evidence on the text. Nowhere in Scripture do we find is a Sabbath referred to with the term Kyriake Hemera. Interestingly, many Sabbatarians have embraced this option simply because they feel that if it referred to the first day of the week, it would lend support to the theory that the sanctity of the seventh day was transferred to the first day. However, this reasoning overlooks the fact that the same Christians who refer to the first day as Kyriake also refer to the seventh day as Sabbatos. This is still true today in modern Greek, and also in other languages in which the first day is still called the Lord's Day and the seventh day the Sabbath, for instance, Spanish with Domingo and Sabado. Now, let's look at the third option. While we find that the eschatological content of Revelation makes the third option most likely, it is still hampered by the fact that the references to the second coming in 1 Thessalonians and 2 Peter and other places utilize the term Hemera tu Koriu and not Kyriake Hemera. Now, with this in mind, I would like to propose a fourth option. I already mentioned that the term Kyriake Hemera is only used once in Scripture. However, the adjective Kyriake, and I use Kyriak because that's the root of the adjective, is also used in another place. We find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 20, in reference to the Lord's Supper. And there it's called the Kyriakon Deipnon. And of course, in Greek, the case agrees with the gender. So Daypnun being supper in the neuter, we have Kuriakon and not Kuriake, as we have with the feminine word in Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. Anyway, with that aside, we find that Kuriakon Daypnun was the name that the early Christians gave to Passover. And the adjective Kuriakon clearly referred to Jesus. Okay, so the Kuriakon Daypnun was Jesus' supper. Now, with this in mind, is it possible that the Kuriake Hemera of Revelation 1:9 was a day associated with a significant event in the life of Jesus? Could this be a reference to the day of resurrection? Could John have been referring to the event we celebrate at Easter? If this is indeed the case, then the focus should not be on the day of the week, but the commemorated event. Remember, the early Christians did not celebrate the resurrection on a fixed day each year, but on whatever day it fell, in the same way that we celebrate New Year or Christmas today. Having said all this, it could very well have been on a Sunday, or a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or even a Saturday. Now, of course, this is just another option for your consideration as you study to show yourselves approved. Even as you ponder this answer, I look forward to your next question. God bless you all.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.LifeHeritage.org. from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.